Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're going to learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website, not forgetting our satellite listeners. So put your radios louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will, inshallah, teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up.
There is no man more dear to me throughout the whole of history than the one who was sent as a guide, leading people from darkness to light. His message was simple and clear, that there is one God whom we must all fear, inviting people towards Allah. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. His name is Muhammad Mustafa. بلغ الأولى بكماله كشف التجا بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. He is the greatest man of all time. He came to teach the whole of mankind that we must worship only one Lord. Besides him, there is no other God. Islam is what he came to teach. To every corner of the world did he preach that we can all come together and pray to the one who provides every day.
Today, my butterflies, we're going to be learning a little bit more about Salah. Do you remember we learned that Salah is one of the prayers and one of the pillars of Islam? And how if we don't read our Salah, Allah will be unhappy with us. Did you know that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to read our Salah 5 times a day? This is compulsory and we have to. In fact, a person who's missed one salah is like a person who's lost everything they have and their entire families. My butterflies, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whenever the time of each prayer arrives, an angel announces to the people, "Stand up and extinguish with prayers the fire which we have set for yourselves." In fact, Imam Ali has said, "Surely when a person engages in prayer, his body, his clothes, everything around him glorifies Allah." My butterflies, the position of prayers in religion is like that of the head to the body. Can you imagine your body and your head? Let's picture it now. Look at your head. Can you imagine your body running around without your head? Now in the same way, you need to try and imagine that our religion of Islam is like the head on our body. We can't have a beautiful religion of Islam and a perfect deen without reading Salah. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to make a perfect wudu and read Salah 5 times a day, because the person who does that is like one who is bathing 5 times a day in a stream. Their sins won't remain on them, isn't it? Do you also know that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person neglecting salah, even if he makes it up later, will remain in hell for a period of time. It's like 80 years of 360 days each in this world. And a day in the hereafter is like 1,000 years of this world. My butterflies, we don't want to be in Jahannam for such a long time, isn't it? So that's why we have to remember to read our Salah every single day and on time. If we read our Salah on time, Allah will be so happy with us. In fact, if we want to have our sins forgiven by Allah, we must make wudu properly and offer 2 or 4 rakats of Nafil Salah and pray to Allah. If we read Nafil Salah and ask Allah to forgive us, Allah will definitely forgive us. Because, butterflies, a person in sajda is the nearest and the closest to Allah. My butterflies, will you go and make sajda now? Go and read 2 rakats of Salah. Thank Allah for everything He's given you. Ask Allah for forgiveness. And even, especially, ask Allah for anything you want and anything you need. Butterflies, let's go for a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to listen to an insert. This one is called Time for Salah with Zaki.
We would tell beautiful things by this man, Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him. He taught us to love and to care for each other. That is the sunnah of the chosen one. Loving for your brother what you love for yourself is so true. Oh yeah. There's nothing more rewarding than helping and praying for each other. Let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah, let's pray for our brothers, let's pray for our sisters, let's help one another, let's pray for our ummah.
It's time for prayer.
Are you all ready to go to the mosque?
Can't we play some more and then pray? No, Sarah. We should pray on time because Allah loves those who pray on time.
That's right, Sarah.
Okay, then. Let's all go to the mosque and make wudu.
That's an excellent idea. I'll race you there.
When it's time to pray, I stop wondering. I go to
You're going to fly there. You'll lead us.
I'd start running if I was you. Where's Abraham? Let's go find him. Abraham. Oh, Abraham. Abraham. Oh, there you are. What's wrong, Abraham? Are you okay?
It's nothing really.
Are you sure? What is it, Abraham?
It's just, I don't know how to make wudu or pray.
That's okay, Abraham. We'll teach you.
Really?
Yeah, sure. How old are you now?
7.
That's perfect. This is the age the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, advised us to teach young children to pray. Come to the stream with me so that we can show you how to make wudu. It's easy.
All right.
Now that we have made our intention, said Bismillah, and washed our hands, what do we wash next? Do you know?
I know. We rinse our mouth 3 times.
That's correct, Jasmine. Do you want to show us how, Abraham?
I will try.
Then I rinse the mouth to remove all the junk. I sometimes drop my teeth just to keep them white. And that's how I make food.
When we use water, we must always try not to let the tap run too high, because water is an important part of life.
Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said that even if you had a river of water running in front of your house, you should not waste water. Muhammad, peace be upon him, would first fill a bowl of water and then use it to make his wudu. That way, no water is wasted.
And we need it every day to wash our
listen to me. That's why I never, ever respond.
Correct, Jasmine. Making an intention is important in all our actions. When you pray, you must try to concentrate on the prayer and try your best not to think about anything other than the prayer.
We then recite the Fatiha, the first chapter of the Quran.
I know how to recite the Fatiha. My parents told me how when I was younger.
That's great, Abraham. You can recite it for us then.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم.
In ruku, you should try your best to keep your back straight.
Sarah, do you know what we say in this position?
We say Subhana Rabbil Azim 3 times.
You can say this application 3 times, 5 times, 7 times or more, as long as the number of times you say it is odd. The more times you say it, the more rewards you get.
Yasmin, do you want to show us how we make sujood?
Yes, this is my favorite part of the prayer.
Really? And why is that, Yasmin?
Because in this position, we are the closest to Allah, and I ask Allah for many things.
Yes, this is one of the best times to ask Allah for good health, guidance, and other things. Do you know what to say before you make sujood?
Yes, we say Allahu Akbar and then go down. Allahu Akbar.
Correct, Jasmine. It is important that in the sujood position, only the forehead, tip of the nose, both hands, both knees and tips of the toes are touching the ground. Nothing else. Well done, Yasmin. You're doing it perfectly.
When you pray, it is important that you do each movement slowly and not rush. Too far? I was talking about the prayer. Are you there?
Do you know how many times a day we should pray?
5 times a day.
Can you name each prayer?
We pray Fajr in the morning, Dhuhr in the midday, Asr in the afternoon, Maghrib at the sunset, Isha when it's night time. That's our five daily prayers. That's our five daily prayers. For Fajr I pray to rain, Dhuhr I pray for rain, Asr is for you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Then turn your head to the left and repeat what you said.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Well done, Abraham. We have now completed 2 rakat. Was it easy to learn?
Yes, it was so easy to learn and so much fun.
I hope you found it easy to learn too. Do you know what time it is?
It's quiz time with Zaki!
That's right. How many times a day do we pray? Is it A, 6, B, 5, or C, 7? The answer is B, 5. Where should you look while making salah, prayer? Okay, kids, I'll race you back to the playing fields. And I'll see you soon.
Respect to my elders, that's what Muhammad said. And good to my neighbors, that's what Muhammad said. And never lose my temper, that's what Muhammad said. Smiling is much better, that's what Muhammad said. Muhammad came to guide us.
Allahu, Allahu, Allah, Allahu, Allahu, Allah, Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to Zineera @radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.